Okay, well, now on the line, I have Chris Cowlin, who is an author. For our listeners in Anik, you have, this is what your bio said on your website, you have compiled over 60 books and raised thousands of pounds for various charities with the sales of his books. Many of the topics range from sports, British television sitcoms, carry-on films and pop stars. So there's a wide range of information for people to basically ask questions about.
Yeah, it's incredible how many books I've compiled. I can't actually believe that myself. it all started about 6 years ago. I first compiled the quiz book on West Ham United Football Club.
Okay.
And it came about because somebody dropped out, and I thought that, you know, I could do a good job in compiling 1,000 questions on the club. I've always been a Spurs fan, so to write a quiz book on a different football club was a little bit different. But I'd always gone to football matches with my dad, and I'd always gone into school on that Monday morning, always quizzing the class. So it's come to no surprise, you know, people that I used to go to school with and grew up with, that I've gone on to write these many quiz books.
It's basically something you did from a very early age.
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, when I went into school on that Monday morning and, you know, quizzing the class of, you know, what was the attendance, who wore the number 7 shirt, and what minute were the goals scored in, and, you know, all these sorts of things. And I think I used to drive some of the teachers mad.
Oh, that's funny. I quite like that. So how do you kind of, what's the process that you do in order to compile a book like this? Obviously, you have to do a lot of research, and I can imagine a lot of time's kind of gone into it. So where do you start? If you pick a topic, where do you start from there?
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, certainly with one of the football books, you really do have to go away, research that chosen subject. And most importantly, with one of these books, you must make sure that all the information is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I check 2, 3, even 4 times, you know, some of the facts. And if sometimes I am very unsure, it either won't go in, or I'd ask somebody affiliated with the club or the particular subject to make sure it is correct.
Yeah.
And even sometimes you get to meet the people that you're writing about to actually ask them, you know, interesting facts about themselves. So
yeah, I noticed there's a lot of famous faces on your website.
Pardon?
I noticed there's a lot of famous faces on your website with your books. Have you met Lady Gaga yet with the Lady Gaga quiz book?
Yeah, it's always good to you know, try and involve celebrities and famous people to you know, write forewords, and you know, a number of books you know, raise money for charity for. So you know, that helps in itself, because you know, they then help with the book and you know, raise lots of money for charity as well.
Mm-hmm. I noticed as well you've got the Cheryl Cole quiz book. So did you spend lots of time in Heaton and in the northeast?
I decided to write you know, a lot of these books. These are quite short books, and they've been published recently. Been published as e-books only. These ones, particular on Cheryl Cole and Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. And the Royal Wedding one. We chose to publish them as an e-book because it is really the way it's going with publishing. You know, over the past few years, we've heard about so many bookshops closing down. You know, books are heavily discounted, and, you know, it's just the book market just isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, something like the Royal Wedding quiz book that I compiled, that was actually published within 72 hours of the wedding taking place.
Yeah.
And people in America and Australia and, you know, all around the world, they were downloading it within 72 hours. So, you know, a book like that would never have been printed and distributed and sent out. So, I think the e-book side of things is working really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it widely available, you know, so people can download it on their mobile phone, you know, the iPhone, the iPad, the Kindle, you know, or even their computer.
Yeah. So you said that, I'm aware that you've raised over £16,000 for charity in the last 10 years. That's fantastic, that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, how that goes about?
Yeah, it's something I'm very proud of. You know, some of the books that I'd written, we actually donate a pound to charity for every book sale. You know, it's for some of the books. And more recently, I've been doing a number of charity runs. Recently took part in the Great Manchester Run in May. And I'm also doing one, the Great Yorkshire Run for Help the Heroes. So, yeah, I've helped probably about 15 charities over the past 10 years. So something I'm particularly proud of.
That's brilliant. So you won't be coming up to Newcastle and doing the Great North Run in October?
I did think about that, but it's with writing books and juggling family life as well, you have to sort your time out very, very much. So. Yeah.
Well, I do have a copy of the Royal Wedding Quiz Book in front of me, and can I be really cheeky and test your own knowledge?
Oh, no.
All right, it's only a couple of questions. All right. What was the first hymn which was sung at the wedding?
Oh, no, I didn't expect this at all.
I'm really sorry. I just thought it'd be really fun.
Pardon?
I just thought it'd be really fun.
yeah, for you. Yeah. I honestly can't remember. And right. I'll tell you something funny here. That the actual royal wedding, I must have watched this 3 times.
Yeah.
And since writing this book, I've written, I think, 3 or 4 other books. And it's amazing because when you write a book, people think that you know all what you've written about.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when you move on to your next one, a lot of the information is lost. And, you know, you don't retain the info because I get asked a lot about going on pub teams because they think you've written all these books, you've got a wealth of knowledge, you remember it all. But my memory like that is like a sieve.
Yeah, once you go on to the next one, you kind of forget everything.
Well, you do.
Just for your information, it was Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer.
Of course.
So there you go. And, I liked the next one, which was, what did William say to Catherine's father when they arrived to meet him at the altar? And he was like, we're supposed to have a small family affair. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
With billions of people watching. And yeah. One that I thought was quite easy was, what was the name of the designer that created Catherine's dress? And it was Sarah Burton for Alexander McQueen. So...
There's a good mixture in there. I think you know, I try to aim the quiz books at you know, young people, old people. So it's a mixture of ages.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good mixture of easy, medium, and hard questions. So you know, it should be fun for all the family.
So what's next in the pipeline for you, Chris? What's the next book you think you need to?
There's always quiz books in the pipeline for me. I'm very much a person. I'll be driving down the street and I'll notice something and think, oh yeah, that would be a good book. And I think it's you know, try to aim books that are going to sell very well and people are going to be interested in. You know, so many celebrities, you know, many places, you know, things. You know, so it's something that will always come up.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever done a quiz on the Archers radio programme?
I haven't. And it's funny enough, I'm asked that all the time about doing a quiz book on radio. But I've never got round to it. So, you know, perhaps one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must admit, I will check out the Lady Gaga quiz book. My birthday's coming up soon, so I might have a Lady Gaga-esque night. And we'll all
You're
do quizzes.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
Oh, I think she's brilliant. I actually saw her in Paris. I was there at the weekend and I stumbled across her hotel and she was walking out. So it was very exciting.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, I'll be checking that one out. I also really like the Clacton-on-Sea quiz book.
Yes, well, it's my hometown, so...
there you go.
Bit of a joke, that one.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, I've never been, but I might have to check it out one day. All right, well, I think that's everything, Chris. Thank you very much for your time.